This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarusian opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya says she is ready to become the leader of the country following a disputed election that ignited massive protests after longtime President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Lukashenko on Monday rejected holding another vote. He indicated he was willing to consider sharing power, but not under pressure from street protests. Tsikhanouskaya spoke in a video message released from Lithuania. She said she's ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader, creating the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections. She also called on the Belarusian military to join the protesters. On Sunday, as many as 200,000 protesters marched into the Belarusian capital of Minsk, far outnumbering the crowd of Lukashenko supporters who also marched. It was the biggest demonstration in the history of the former Soviet Republic. The country's Central Election Commission said that after all ballots were counted in the August 9th election, Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes. Tsikhanouskaya took 9.9%. More than 776,000 people across the world have died now from COVID-19. In the hardest hit country, the United States, it's more than 170,000. Worldwide, there are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States making up more than 5.4 million. Brazil and India together make up nearly 6 million. On Monday, India reported its coronavirus death toll has surpassed 50,000 after confirming more than 900 new dead in one day. This is VOA News.